Right, a very warm welcome to Wimslow Methodist Church here at Water Lane, whether you're here or whether you're listening at home, and to our friends at Carr's Court. Those who are listening later, just to say that the church has been beautifully decorated for harvest, and our thanks go to Janet and the other people who came yesterday to decorate it. There are just a few notices. You'll be very pleased to know that after the service, coffee will be served by the Brownies and coffee will be served in the lounge. But you will have spotted on your way in, those of you who are eagle-eyed, that the guides are selling cakes.
Brownies,
oh, and brownies and rabe. That explains why there are so many. Just, if you see my husband Richard approach the table, just tell him to be restrained. So, the proceeds from the sale will go to Mookard, which is our harvest charity. And you'll find out more about the charity during the service. As you can see, around the church there are lots and lots of very attractive flowers. If you would like to take to anybody who you think would appreciate these flowers, Julie has asked, can you just sign the sheet? Is she where Roger is? In front of the banner, he's put his hand up. There's a sheet there. Can you say who you've taken them to so Julie has a record? After, still on a food theme, there is a faith lunch. So if you'd like to stay for lunch and you haven't brought food, you're still very, very welcome to stay and join in. And after that, after the lunch, there will be games. And I think the finishing time is something like 3 o'clock. And then finally, before we welcome Katie, who sat here very patiently, there will be a light party. And that is an alternative to Halloween. And the date for that is Sunday, October the 28th, 3:30 to 5:30. And Katie. Katie's had a very busy morning, so she's now had a few minutes to take a few deep breaths. A very, very warm welcome, and we're looking forward to you leading our service. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny. Good morning, everyone. Really lovely to be gathered here together to celebrate harvest. We're going to begin singing a very old sort of hymn. It's been, some of you will have sung for many years as our flags are brought in. We're going to sing, Come You Thankful People Come. Now, some of the traditions that we celebrate as a country go back 100 years. Some of them go back 500 years. We have traditions that we celebrate in our families that we've maybe been, things we've been doing for 50 years. But harvest goes back at least 3,000 years. Every year for 3,000 years, people have gathered to celebrate the harvest. And we know that by this reading. So I'm going to have one of the brownies is going to share our reading, followed by the psalm.
Thank you. Celebrate the harvest to one of the Lord your God. It is he who blesses us with a bountiful harvest.
Shout with joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Thank you. Now, harvest not just celebrated in our country, but all around the world. And we're going to sing a song, which is both in English and another language. And it says, Uyai imose tinamate mware. Do you want to see if you can repeat that? Uyai imose. Uyai imose. Tina mate mwari. Tina mate mwari. And it's about celebrating and gathering together and giving thanks to God for the harvest. All God's good gifts given for us. Now, as we sing, there are lots of instruments. There are some bigger instruments there. There's some instruments for little ones. And if anybody wants, there's a flag to wave as we sing. So if you want to wave a flag as we sing, come and grab a flag or an instrument. After the song finishes is to return the flags and the instruments. Thank you. Please be seated. Well done. Now, harvest is mainly about giving. We give thanks for the harvest when the farmers have brought in all the vegetables and all the crops, all the fruit. The word harvest should appear. And I've got a challenge for you, and it's a challenge in groups, is to come up with the word. A word will appear at the moment, but hopefully you should be able to. The word harvest, H-A-R-V-E-S-T. For every one of those letters, I want you to come up with the name of a fruit or a vegetable. So you can perhaps write it like an acrostic, right? So H-A-R-V-E-S-T down there and write the name of a fruit or a vegetable. Now, it's actually harder than you think when you come up with H and V, but have a go. And there are definitely, because I've given answers to about 5 or 6 adults in this room, so if you don't know the answer and you can't, work together and go and find somebody who does and ask. But the first thing you need to do is have some paper to write it down on. So if I can just pass some paper and... Whoa, there we go. You only need a small... Yeah. Now, how many people, your hand up if you've got one veg or fruit for all of them, for all the letters. Oh, well done. How many are only missing the V? The V. How many people are only missing an E? That's quite a hard one, isn't it? What about the H? Yeah, so let's see. Would one of you like to read out your list? Would you like to read out your list, Murray? Let's listen to...
Haricot beans, apple, raspberry, Victoria plum, eggplant, squash, tangerine.
Hey, very good. Well done. And this one over at the back, somebody like to read yours?
We've got honeydew melon, apricot, rhubarb, Victoria plum, eggplant or elderberry, swede, and tangerine or tomato.
Very good. Lovely. Thank you. Anybody had something different? Luna. Luna. What's yours, Luna? You're going to read your list to us.
Haricot bean, apple, rhubarb, vanilla, eggplant, satsuma, tomato.
Brilliant. Yeah, vanilla. That's a really good one. Has anybody had anything different for H? We've got some over there. Do you want to read yours for me? Can you pass that back?
Yeah. Huckleberry.
Huckleberry. Oh, well done. Fantastic. There's an amazing variety of fruit and veg to celebrate and give thanks for at harvest. Now, we're going to come back to your papers and pens in a moment, but if you put them down for a moment, because you need your hands, because we're going to share some prayers of thanksgiving using sign language. And sign language for praise you, Lord, basically involves thumbs up, so you need your thumbs free. And we're going to say, we praise you, Lord, and it just goes up. So we're going to do that. We praise you, Lord. So we're going to watch some of these things on here. For the beauty of your creation, we praise you, Lord. Oh, we've missed one, John. I shall keep watching. For food that gives us energy, we praise you, Lord. For food that keeps us healthy, we praise you, Lord. For food that tastes so sweet, we praise you, Lord. For those who grow our food, we praise you, Lord. For your incredible world, we praise you, Lord. And for your deep love for us, we praise you, Lord. Amen. Now, one of the amazing things about harvests and traditional harvests were everybody in a village would stop what they were doing and go and help and all work together to bring in the potato harvest or whatever it was, or the apple crops. Everybody would work together. And so at harvest time, we give thanks for the way people work together to help everybody in the community. Now, and it'll become clear why I'm using this example later. This is your challenge now, to come up with 15 people that work in a hospital. 15 people that work in a hospital, all working together to help us. Right, how many people have got, anybody got 15? Oh, yes, not quite. Oh, well done, 14 over there. Right, let's see if we can hear some of the answers. It might increase your list to 15. So if you can just give me one from your list.
Radiographer.
Radiographer, brilliant.
Anyone? Doctor.
Doctor? What else did you say?
Physiotherapist.
Physiotherapist, brilliant. Anyone from your list?
What's your mummy do?
pharmacist.
A pharmacist. Brilliant. Well done. That's fantastic. Anybody else want to contribute one? What's on your list?
Oh, do I have to do it? A midwife.
A midwife. Brilliant. Thank you. Any other examples anyone wants to share? Over here. Cleaner. Cleaner. Brilliant one to have on the list, because if we didn't have cleaners, we'd be in trouble, wouldn't we, in our hospitals, yeah?
Kitchen staff.
Kitchen staff. We need good food in a hospital, yes?
Orthopaedic doctor.
An orthopaedic doctor. Brilliant. That's...
Orthoptist.
An orthoptist. Yeah. What does one of them do?
Eyes.
Eyes, right, thank you.
A porter.
A porter, brilliant. Who helps people from place to place.
Surgeon.
A surgeon, fantastic. You got one there?
Yeah, what? My mum.
Sorry?
My mum.
Right, mum. Mum works there. Brilliant, thank you.
One yes. More here.
Ambulance driver.
Brilliant. Ambulance driver. And there's one more over here.
Nurse.
Nurse. Brilliant. There are an amazing amount. And I'm sure over there, go on, last two over there. Chaplain and social workers as well. A huge community of people that all work together to look after us. And we give thanks at Harvest, not just for food and veg, but all the incredible gifts that we've got, science and technology, and the way in which people can work together to help one another. Now, we're going to sing a hymn which is about all of the very different things that we give thanks for Harvest. Now, just to explain, we're going to have a church offering now, because every Sunday at church people bring their gifts. But if you prefer not to, we'll also receive our Harvest gifts later on. So if this isn't one, you just feel free to pass the plate, but it's what we do as part of our church family here, to receive a church offering, and the guides will receive that as we sing. Again, if you want an instrument and a flag, come and get one.
sense?
Very quickly, our offering's going to be brought forward. Amidst all the chaos, it's okay.
Thank you.
Right. I'm going to pop yours on top of that. That's lovely, thank you. I'm going to pop that on. Oops. Thank you. Thank you. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you for the many gifts that you give us, the wonderful gifts of food and vegetable, for all the different skills, for the gift of this community. We thank you, Lord, and ask your blessing upon these gifts in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Now, you're going to need that pen and paper again, so you're going to have to find a bit of paper, making you work hard this morning. Now, our Harvest charity, our Harvest, every year, you know, that we support different people as a community, working with all the other churches in Wilmslow. Last year, we supported something local. We supported Francis House. The year before that, we supported a school in Nepal. And for those who weren't here last year, we can report that the toilet block has now been built in that school. They've now got running water in that school, thanks to the work of the churches and the whole community of Wilmslow pulling together. It's absolutely transformed their lives. Now, this year, it's about the Philippines. So there are only 7 questions. I thought I'd make it a short one. 7 questions. So you might want to write 1 to 7 on your piece of paper. And it's multiple choice as well, so it's nice and easy. So, what is the capital? And don't tell everybody, don't shout it out, write it down. What's the capital of the Philippines? A, Jyoti, B, Manila, or C, Davao? Right, ready? Have you written it down? Number 2. What is the population of the Philippines? Is it roughly 5 million, 25 million, or 105 million? You can just put A, B, or C if you don't want to write the word. Okay? Right, question number 3. There are 19 languages, lots and lots. There's apparently hundreds of tiny, sort of smaller variations, but 19 languages. One of the main 2 languages is English. What's the other one? Is it Urdu, Tagalog, or French? You can guess if you don't know. The nice thing about multiple choice, you can guess if you're not sure. Number 4. What money do they use? Do they use the peso, the pound, or the dollar? By the way, no phones allowed in this. peso, pound, or dollar? Number 5, how many islands are there? The Philippines has a number, is made up of islands. Are there 70 islands, 700 islands, or 7,000? How many islands? Number 6, who is the country named after? Was it our Prince Philip? Was it King Philip of Spain? Or was it named after the Philippians, one of the communities written about in the Bible? A, B, or C you can put down. And the last question, and you could tell that I was running out of steam coming up with questions. The country is the world's largest producer of A, coconuts, B, carrots, or C, cabbages?
Yes.
picture on the map of the Philippines there on the right. You've got Manila at the top and Davao at the bottom. You've got Vietnam and Cambodia on this side. You've got Hong Kong and Taiwan above it. You've got Brunei down there. Right, let's check your answers. Capital? Manila. Who guessed for the population? Who guessed 5 million? Who guessed 25 million? Who guessed 105? 105 million. Huge population for a small area. The next one, the main language, apart from English, is Tagalog. And what money do they use? Who said peso? Who said pound? Who said dollar? Oh, it's a peso. And, you know, part of the reason for that is that they were under Spanish rule for about 300 years. 7,000 islands. And the last one is... Oh, sorry, six. Named after King Philip of Spain. And coconuts. Who got all seven correct? Anybody get all seven? No? Well, we've obviously learned something then, haven't we, about the Philippines. Now, to say that the charity this year is a charity that's based in the Philippines, and it's called MUCAD, which stands for Muslim Christian Agency for Advocacy, Relief and Development. And it's really interesting because it's a Muslim and Christian community that are working together to help their whole community. And we're going to learn a little bit in a moment about how they do that. The couple that started this charity are local. They live in Cheshire. And they worked in Christian Aid, supporting Christian Aid here for many years. But he's from the Philippines, and they went back out to live there, and they started the charity there. They've got a symbol of the... Can you spot the dove on their symbol? It's very much about working together for peace in their community, but also for supporting families. And the picture on the right-hand side is a lady and her daughter who was helped out at the hospital. We're going to watch, see now, a little sketch about the hospital in the Philippines. So you imagine you're in hospital, there's the hospital bed, and we've got a doctor. Where's our doctor? Can you come forward? We've got a doctor. And we're going to have a patient as well. Oh, over to you.
You're all right now. You're at the hospital. They will take care of you. I'll try to visit tomorrow.
Thank you so much for lending me the bus fare ticket.
You do know that your friend will need a companion during his stay in the hospital to take care of him.
What do you mean?
We will help medically, but it'll be up to you to care for your friend and to see his meals. You'll have to stay too.
What about my job on the farm?
Well, he can't stay here by himself. He needs someone to look after him. After I've examined him, he may need you to get some medicine from the pharmacy across town, as well as his meals.
I'm not sure what to do. I have to get back to work, but I don't want to leave my friend.
I'll have to mortgage my coconut trees to pay for everything. I really don't feel well now.
Well done. Thank you. You know, if you go to a hospital in the Philippines, a hospital for ordinary people, you need one of your family or your relatives to sleep by your bed so that they can nurse you and take care for you. The doctors will be there to give you the medicine. The doctors will be there to tell you what to do and to treat you. But if there isn't any medicine in the pharmacy, somebody mentioned the pharmacy before, didn't they? You might have to get your friend to go somewhere else in town to another pharmacy to buy your medicine. And can you imagine if you haven't even got enough money to get on the bus to get to the hospital, and then when you're there, you're going to have to support your friend who's caring for you and pay for their meals, and they can't work at the same time. It's really, really very difficult. And so what they've done within this community, they've put a pot of money together that everybody pays a little bit into, so that when they're ill, there's enough money to get the bus fare to get to the hospital and to pay for the food for both the person and the friend who's going to stay. Without that, what happened was people had to borrow money. And what they would do is say, well, I've got 4 or 5 coconut trees. And so the person lending the money would say, well, give me your coconut trees. And when you give me the money back, you can have the coconut trees back. And so they'd get some money, but then they can't earn any money from their coconut trees to give the money back. And for years, they won't take any little bit of money. They'll wait till the person's got the whole amount of money to pay back to get their coconut trees back. It's a bit of a complicated story, but you'll have received sheets about that when you came in. So what the charity does is say, we'll put a bit of money in this pot to help those who are going to the hospital and to enable it to work well until everybody's been putting a little bit of money in to help themselves over a long time. And what the charity also does for somebody who's mortgaged their coconut trees and it's absolutely, utterly impossible for them to ever pay it back and they're in constant debt, the charity says, look, we'll buy your coconut trees back for you. Then you can sell the coconuts and give us a bit of money at a time and pay it back. Apparently £600 has helped take 4 families out of extreme poverty and get back on their feet again. And there's a picture and the following picture of 2 girls who've been helped by, from the next section, John. These 2 girls were really poorly in hospital, but their mum was fortunately paying into Pool Pug, which is called it's the Grace Project, and so had the money to help them with medicine so that those girls could get better and come home again. Now, got 2 readings now that the guides are going to come and share with us. You can stand there for it. Thank you. Readings from Hebrews and Timothy.
Our call is to keep offering praise to God in the name of Jesus, but don't forget to help others and to share your possessions with them. This too is like offering a gift that pleases God.
We are to do good, to be rich in good works, generous and ready to share. This will lay a solid foundation for the future.
Thank you very much. We're taught to use what we've got to work together to help one another and to help other people. Now, there's a story of a man, a traveller, who arrived in a village and he said, I'm so hungry. He knocked on a door and he said, I'm really, really hungry. Can you give me some food? And the person said, no, sorry, we're really poor here. We don't have very much. Go on your way. So he went and knocked on another door and he said, have you got something I can have to eat? And they said, just close the door. Just close the door like that. So he went on and he knocked on another door and he said, you know, I'm really struggling. I've been on a really long journey. I haven't got anything to eat. And they just said, go away. We don't have much either. Now, He was found in the playground area, in one of the fields, cooking. And some of the children came over and said, "What are you cooking?" And they said, and he said, "Stone soup." If you don't hear a noise, because I've forgotten the stone. He said, "Stone soup was cooking." And they said, "What does stone soup taste like?" And he said, "Well, you know, it's not bad. It's quite okay, but tastes much better if you add a little bit of carrot." He said, "Well, it also tastes nice if there was a little bit of onion." And all of the children gathered round said, "Well, I'm sure we could spare a little carrot or a little sprout or a little potato." All around the church are potatoes, carrots, broccoli, no, Brussels sprouts and onions. Can you go and find them? They're all over the place. And bring them, put them in the pot. Thank you. Thank you. Brilliant. Thank you. Fabulous. Brilliant. Thank you. Brilliant. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Any more? You know, these families said they had absolutely nothing to possibly share, but a little sprout here and there, a little potato, that's brilliant, thank you. Do you want to help stir? That's fab. Carrots, potatoes, oh, more sprouts there. Fabulous, you're going to throw them in the pot. Brilliant. You know, and eventually they had so many. Oh, that's amazing. There's even more coming. That's fantastic. Brilliant. You're doing a really good job there cooking for me. Fantastic. And you know, they had so much that eventually he was able to dig his cup in and...
You got
really nice soup. They made a whole pan of soup that there was enough for the entire village to have a mug each. It was lovely. You know, everybody had... It's amazing what we can do when we share even a tiny amount, isn't it? It makes a big difference. And the whole village was able to share in a wonderful feast. We're going to sing this Nicaraguan song that some of you might remember. It's a Nicaraguan song called "Sent by the Lord Am I." It goes like this. "Sent by the Lord am I, my hands are ready now to make the earth a place in which God's kingdom comes." Do you want to do that with me? "Sent by the Lord am I, my hands are ready now to make the earth a place in which God's kingdom comes. The angels," this is angel wings, "the angels cannot change a world of hurt and pain." There's some tears. Can't remember the rest. Something along the lines that the task is mine to do, to set it really free, help me to obey and do your will. And you'll just have to copy me because I can't remember. So we're going to sing, "Sent by the Lord am I." Shall we stand to sing?
feet.
Now, come to the time in the service when we bring our harvest gifts forward. There are two baskets to put any donations toward Mukars. If you haven't got anything to give now, you can give next week or at another time. That's no problem. Also, if some of the children might be able to help Jenny at the back bring some of the food. If you've brought food, we're going to bring the food and place it in the basket. And that will help people living in our area who don't have enough to eat. And while the gifts are brought forward, any of the little ones, you want to dance? Because we're going to listen to a harvest samba. So you can dance as you bring your gifts forward. Bring a plate. Gracious God, we thank you and praise you for all that we have food on our tables to eat and to share. We ask that these gifts will be a blessing to those who receive them, food to those who go hungry and are in need in our communities, and gifts that will enable people to get to hospital and receive the care that they need without going into debt. Bless the Mukard community who work to support those in need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, just so really delighted that Matt is here from Wilmslow Youth, and he's going to come and share a little bit about a community project happening in Wilmslow. And just to say that if there's anybody who's five and under, that's getting a bit fidgety, there's a little activity with Emma at the back table. But welcome, Matt. It's really lovely to have you with us.
Fantastic.
There's going to be some...
Oh, there's a clicker.
Yeah, there's a clicker.
I love a clicker. Brilliant. Thank you so much, Katie. Good morning, everybody. It's so great to be with you this morning. As Katie said, I'm from Wilmslow Youth. And I think this is a really appropriate morning to be sharing some of the stuff that we're doing in Wilmslow. Because Wilmslow Youth is all about churches and the whole community coming together to support young people. So we've been around for a couple of years now, and it all started off with a big community conversation where basically I sat down with anybody in Wilmslow who would sit still long enough to have a conversation with me, whether it was students from the high school or teachers or parents or the police or just anybody in the community, just asking the question, what is missing for young people here? What are the needs of young people here, and how could we make Wilmslow be an awesome place to grow up? And Wilmslow High have been an amazing partner with us in this. And that's actually where our work began. So this is a few of our gang that we meet together with in the school. Me and my colleague Gemma there, who's over on the right, We spend some time in Wilmslow High School doing one-to-one mentoring with students, and it might be that they just want to come and chat about anything at all, but we're just there to support students. And we run a few lunch clubs and things like that, encouraging young people to come along. And it's not just about us as churches or us as adults looking after young people. It's about creating a community where everybody is looking after everybody, where we're encouraging the young people to build healthy friendships that kind of just builds them up and doesn't tear them down. And the school have been amazing in inviting us in and letting us do part of that. But as we met with students from the high school, one of the things that we kept hearing over and over again was that they wanted a place that could just be theirs, where they could hang out outside of school. In fact, I spoke to a number of people and discovered that one of the most popular places was Subway. And what would happen is one person would go into Subway and buy a 6-inch sub, and then 20 of his mates would come in and sit with him, which is wonderful, but not so good for business. So what we did is down at the United Reformed Church, who's one of the churches partnering in this project, they had an old scout hall. And it was horrible in that it was falling to pieces, so much so that the scouts were like, oh, actually, we can't use this anymore. They use the much nicer community halls next door. But it used to be a scout hall, and it was rotting, and it was damp, and it was falling to pieces. And so we looked at it, and we thought, how could we turn this into a great space? So we invited a bunch of the young people from the high school, and we said, if you could turn this into anything, what would you turn it into? What would it look like? How would you design it? What would run there? And about 18 months later, we ended up with this space there, which is the URC Undercroft. And it is a space that opens several days a week for anybody of high school age just to come and hang out and spend time with us. And it's got all the exciting things, all of your games consoles and your table tennis and your arts and crafts and whatever. And we just love hanging out with young people from Wilmslow, getting this little family of young people together. And that is what Wilmslow Youth is all about. It's just about being community together. And as part of that, we wanted to make sure that we are able to offer professional care where it's needed. So we partnered with a few other charities to offer counselling out of the Undercroft as well for those who need that little bit of extra support. And so, in fact, yeah, there we go. I've said when we open. So we open a few days, as I say, every single week. But the main thing that I want to say this morning is that old saying of it takes a village to raise a child is true. And it takes a village to support a teenager as well. Because actually, being a teenager in some ways is amazing. And in other ways, it can be really, really hard. Really, really tough. And so I think to be able to be part of something where we as a community can just like say to young people, you know what? We care about you. And more than that, we really like you. We really like hanging out with you. And we want to be there for you. And that is what Wilmslow Youth is all about. And there's a whole bunch more on top of that that we do. But I'm not going to bore you with it now. All I'd encourage you to do is if you want to find out some more, just come and chat to me at the end. I'm a chatty person. I'd love to meet you. But Katie, thanks for allowing me to steal your service for a couple of minutes.
Thank you very much. Shall we just give a round of applause? Okay, thank you so much. Wonderful piece of work and community working together. You know, and the lovely thing is St. Bart's has a food bank. There's a food bank up at Colshaw, which is run by the churches. There's the Dementia Cafe meeting here, the youth work at the URC, and we're all pulling together to make all of those happen, to support people of different ages throughout our community, as well as all of the work for young people happening here. We're going to have a very short prayer now before our final hymn. Let us pray. Gracious God, grant us a vision of a world transformed by your love, a world where resources are shared and clean water is available to all, a world where the hungry are fed and the naked clothed, a world where the diversity of nature flourishes and pollution and destruction have ceased. A world where love is shared and differences are peacefully resolved. Gracious God, grant us, we pray, courage to speak out that the voiceless may be heard, willingness of heart and mind to be agents of change in this community and in your world, strength to be channels through which your transforming love will pray, will flow. We give you thanks for all the uniformed groups and their leaders meeting in this place. We pray for them and the work of Wilmslow Youth. We pray for the Dementia Cafe and the food banks, for all different elements of our communities working together to support one another. And we pray for Mukard and its work helping those in extreme poverty. We pray for those working to support those who've lost homes and lost loved ones in the earthquake in Indonesia. And we pray for all aid agencies seeking to bring relief and help. Accept our prayers, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. And we're going to join together in the prayer that Jesus taught us. The words will be on the screen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We sing our final hymn, We Plough the Fields and Scatter. And by the way, do go and visit the cake stall afterwards, and if you can, join us for a cuppa. Thank you.
Oh.
Let's pray. Just going to turn around that thing. Lovely. Gracious God, we thank you for the gift of your love. May we be channels of that love through the way in which we live. May we go filled with your love and the assurance of your presence with us. May we go with your blessing, the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.